So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. So welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. My name is Dan Latto. We are in the kitchen. It's raining outside. Wife and child are in the front room. So we're all doing this from a different place. I've got my whiteboard. Thought I might as well use it. We've got about 20 minutes to talk about property sourcing while we're in lockdown. So if you're looking to find property deals, there's a couple of aspects I want you to have a think about here. In the past, for us, leaflets have worked very well. That's always going to work well, but of course, no one's actually lined out the house right now. Certainly dropping leaflets is not a necessity, so we can't do that. So right now, you've got to move some of the work that you're doing online. And there's a couple of aspects here that you need to kind of understand. So first of all, when you're property sourcing, you are the bridge between the person who's got a product to sell, i.e. a house, or it could be a rent-to-rent, it could be a lease option, but generally they've got a problem that they need solving. And the problem is, you know, the four Ds we call it, which is death, divorce, whoops, can't spell divorce, departure, or debt. That's one of the four problems that we're going to solve, okay? So this person who has a home to sell has one of these four problems. You then come in and go, okay, I can help you sell that home. We've got investors lined up. So this one right here, these are the investors. Now your job is to find these two types of people, okay? So you've got these people over here, which are people with a property problem, okay? And then once you've packaged that deal up, you need to sell it to these guys over here. Now the problem for most people is twofold. First of all, they aren't able to find these deals, okay? You know, if you're dropping leaflets, you can't do that anymore. So what are you going to do? Talk about that in a minute. Then, when they've got this deal, they have to package it up, make it look pretty. Then we've got to sell it to some investors. And the next part is, I can't go to networking events. How do I meet investors? So how about we just cover that off in this session for you? And I think you'll get a lot of benefit from that. So the first bit is, I'm just wondering if I've got any different colours here. I don't think I have. Here we go. So the first bit is about you. You've got to be building up, making sure this is not a permanent marker. You've got to be building up you, your brand awareness in the marketplace. So people go, well, how do I build up my brand awareness? Well, you could go live on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and what else? LinkedIn, if you can get on LinkedIn. You can go live. You could do videos. Let's make a note here. So you could go live. You could do videos. You could create a podcast. Now, all of these things are things that I currently do. So, like now, for example, I'm live on Facebook and YouTube. I also create videos that we then upload to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and so on, and LinkedIn. But in addition to that, once we've created a video, we can upload that video time and time again. It's not a one-off deal. Whereas if you're going live on Facebook, that is a one-off deal. But this is the thing. You're going to get better engagement on a Facebook Live than you are from just your videos. But the beauty of videos, you can use them again and again and again. What you want to be doing is you want to be building you up as being the expert in the marketplace. And you want to be building that up to two types of people. The first person you want to be building your expertise up to is a person who's got a property problem. So you want to be known as a person that can solve people's problems. If you can do that and you solve someone's problem, they're then going to recommend you, and hopefully they trust you, but they're then going to recommend you to their friends and family if they have a problem, and that's where the word of mouth stuff comes in. The second person that you want to be building up your brand to are the people that are going to buy your deals. And again, you've got to position yourself as being an expert, and if you're looking like and you're sounding like you're somebody who hasn't got a clue, then you're not going to brand yourself very well. In fact, you're going to do it quite opposite, and people are not going to want to come and use your services because you're not the expert and you demonstrate you're not the expert. So you've got to have the conversations. And if you're a new property sourcer and you've not had these conversations with anybody yet, you need to start having these conversations with people. So you've got to get really good at, you know, so what's your problem? Oh, okay, I've got 20 grand worth of debt and my house is worth 100. I can sell it for 70. Okay. And what about the debt, though? Yeah, I need to pay the debt off. Okay, so now your house is worth 90. Sorry, your house is worth 100, but you've got 90 grand that you need to pay off. Like, is that even a deal, possibly? Like, it could be a lease option or a rent-to-rent, maybe. Rent doesn't solve their debt problem, does it? That could be one you'd have to walk away from, unless it was very high-yielding. Now, suddenly, listen to the language I'm using. Unless it's high-yielding, so let's say we can pull £1,000 a month off that, and the mortgage is, let's say, £300 a month. Can we HMO that and pull in £1,500 on a £300 mortgage, plus bills of £700? Now, suddenly, you're making £800 a month on that. Could you sell that as a high-yielding deal to an investor? Of course you could. But the only reason you can do that is suddenly I sound like I know what I'm talking about because we've just taken a property that's not great. 100 grand with 90 grand worth of debt, it's only 10% off market value. It's not great. But actually, if it was high-yielding or you could turn that into a high-yielding property, if you went live on Facebook and said, hey, guys, I've just found this property. It's normally 100. You can have it for 90. I know it's not great. It's only 10% off, but that helps. But the best bit about this property is it will generate £1,500 a month rental income. Your costs are £300. You're going to make £800 a month on this. That's a £9,600 a year for the rest of your life. So on this deal, it's 30 grand in. You get a return on investment in 3 years. But imagine going live. Now you're demonstrating your expertise over here. Right? So imagine that. That's what you should be doing right now while you're in lockdown. You've got to be demonstrating your expertise, not only to these people, but also to these people. I'll come on to these in a minute. So we do this using Facebook Lives. We do this using videos. We do this using podcasts. And by the way, this Facebook Live will be transferred into a podcast automatically. Okay? That's how we do it. We've got the whole system set up. That's my digital marketing agency that does that. And if you're interested in that, let me know. Drop a message and we'll show you the links and so on for that. But you've got to be demonstrating your expertise. You've got to be seen as the can-do kind of guy or girl, the can-do person that's going to make this happen. But it's everywhere. It's completely visible all the time. When I had my lettings agency, we got a phone call come through, and the guy said, you know what, in the end, I had to use you guys, the lettings agency, if it was a landlord with a property. I had to use you guys because you were everywhere. Every search I did online, you were everywhere. Everywhere I went. This is like 15 years ago, before Facebook and Instagram even really kind of existed. But we were everywhere in the real world, cars driving around, leaflet drops on the big city centre apartments, billboards, newspaper adverts. We were everywhere, okay? So we're at networking events. They had no choice than to use us. And so the reason why they used us is we built up expertise. Let's put that up there. And branding. And when we talk about branding, your branding isn't just your name of your business or your name of your property sourcing business. Branding is what the customer thinks about you inside their head. And if I can control what the customer thinks about me, I'm going to do a better job than not being able to control. And the way I control what somebody thinks about me is through going live, through my videos, through my podcasts, and through any kind of typing stuff that I might do. And this is what you should be working on right now. You should be building up your brand. Because if you're doing that, on your Facebook groups and on YouTube, you get to be known as the property person. These investors are going to know more about you. And then when you get the deal, they already know about you. They already trust you and so on. It just makes that so much easier. The difficulty in this working online, because we're stuck at home, is dealing with these people here. How do you get your message out? So, yeah, you could go on Facebook and live and videos. And somebody might see it, they might even see it, or one of their friends might see it and pass it on, that kind of thing. But the other way of doing it is you could go to, let's just write this up here, you could go to Gumtree. So there's people selling the houses on Gumtree, you could respond to them. So, and I put an arrow in and I put an arrow out. This is you placing an advert on Gumtree. So this is both you answering other people's adverts, and that's you also placing other people's adverts. And it doesn't have to be Gumtree. Gumtree is a catch-all for anything that's online classified adverts. That's where you need to be posting. The biggest thing that you should be doing right now, that in 3 months' time, when this thing is lifted and you're able to run, okay, is that you should be already known in the marketplace because you've done your branding, and that's what you should be focusing on right now. Hope that's useful for you. That's going to do us for today. Quick 10 minutes. I've got some food in the oven. So this Thursday, should have gone through yesterday, just didn't have time. too busy teaching, homeschooling right now, a five-year-old. Interesting times, isn't it? But you should be focusing on your branding right now and building yourself up so that everybody gets to know you. Just finally on this, people got we call this KLTAC, see if you remember what we all stand for. You've got to know, like, and trust you. You've got to be authentic, and you've got to be consistent. And that right there comes into your expertise and branding as well. All right, I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. I'm live again tomorrow in the Mindset of Hustle show. Should be 12 o'clock. Who knows what time it will be? It'll be sometime in the afternoon. Make sure you subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and keep an eye out if you're in the Mastermind group. I will speak to you then. Stay safe, everybody, and we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.